Seeds are planted here, but they won't grow. We won't have to say goodbye if we all go. Maybe things will be better in Chicago. Leave all we've ever known for a place we've never seen.
You know, I've had a lot of success in this league. Obviously, I'm pretty disappointed and not coming through for my teammates, but I mean, I know how to make field goals. You know, I know how to do my job on Sundays, and you know, I just have to bounce back and have a good game. There's just some things that I've, you know, swing-wise that, you know, I'm wrapping around the ball a little bit. Just I got to get down through the line a little bit more. There's just technical things that I need to fix, and I've worked really hard on that this week. Those guys did great, you know. Sometimes you just got to go out and do some things on your own to start fixing some things, and, you know, part of the game. This game's humbling, and it's definitely an experience that, you know, makes you work harder, it makes you hungry, and I think the most disappointing thing for me was not coming through for my teammates when they needed me the most. Well, I mean, look at my track record. I mean, there's some things this year that, you know, I started out the season in a pretty good streak. I got to the bye week and probably haven't been as strong as I had been in the beginning of the season, and I'm looking forward to starting a new streak, and that's usually what I do in these situations. And you know, the guys, whether blocking, holding, or snapping, have done a great job all year. It's just really just me stepping up the plate and getting it done.
That's Chicago Bears kicker Robbie Gold. Welcome to the Chicago Bears beat. I'm Kenny.
I'm Cademan.
Cademan, it took us a few days to get over that last loss, and the guy that really caused some of the heartache, we just heard from him.
That game was a kick to the gut. That one was a... You did not expect that ending for the Bears and for Robbie. You did not expect it. You thought he would put in the uprights as usual. Good as gold, as we used to call it.
What have I said all year long about Robbie? He needs to go. He gets paid almost $4 million a year. You get paid $4 million a year. I'm still riled up. You need to make that field goal at the end of the game. And just talking tonight, Minnesota game, what did he miss there?
Two
field goals there. Can he kick it to the end through the end zone on kickoffs?
Rare, super rare.
It doesn't do it. And, yeah. I mean, in a time where very few kickoff returns, well, he leads the league in run backs for touchdowns. So, okay, Robbie's been great, but I don't know. Next year I could see someone different. It's just not worth $4 million bucks.
It's not. And some people said the long snapper and the holder was off. You're an NFL kicker. It's a 30-yard field goal.
Yeah.
The timing should not affect it for a 30-yard field goal. If you're an NFL kicker, you got to put it through the uprights. Now, if it was a 50-yard field goal, I could see it messing up the timing and all that. But it wasn't. It was a 30-yard field goal.
That game, I mean, the Bears, they thought it was Christmas early. They gave the game away. It should have been a blowout within the first quarter. And the defense, I was excited the whole game. They were just doing great.
This loss is not on, well, it's partially blamed on Robbie. Our offense could not come through. We were leaving chances on the field. We can't settle for field goals every time. And talk about our defense, they played awesome except for two plays that really did.
Oh, it's terrible.
The Blaine Gabbert 44-yard touchdown run. I thought that was RG3 out there from a couple years ago.
I looked at you and said, what in the world is going on? Hey, I mean, I just couldn't believe it.
He could have, there was nobody by him. He could have jogged into the end zone. He really could have. And then Chris Brzezinski got burned on the 70-yard Torrey Smith touchdown to win the game.
Well, this came out on that really he was playing deep center, as they call it. The guy who let him go by, who should have been doing it, was Mr. Porter.
Yeah, Tracy. He had a goof.
He had a goof on that one. And it was Adrian Amos. He tripped over his own feet trying to get Gabbert that play. So, overall, the defense, they were fantastic.
Kept two plays.
Eddie Goldman had two sacks that game. I think Willie Young had two sacks that game.
The pass rush was great. The run defense was pretty good. Could have been a little bit better. But it was a good defensive effort for the Bears. It was the offense that really led it. It was the offense. Red zone offense and special teams that really let us down Sunday.
I don't know. The game itself, Jay had a pick six, obviously. But I think, when John Yurkovic says that really wasn't Jay's fault or Patrick Manley, because the receiver on that type of play was supposed to come back to the ball. That was how it's designed. He did not do this. Guy jumped the route, got a pick six. That happens to many quarterbacks. But in that slam, Jay, sure, anybody says Jay is not tough, that was horrifying. I mean, they say it wasn't a penalty. Did he get fined?
I haven't seen any news. They usually, the fines, unless it's a big player, they usually don't announce it.
Yeah, and but I mean, I thought, man, he's definitely going to be out for a while. But Jay, he's tough.
I thought he had a concussion with his head hitting the ground. I really do. He went through the concussion protocol for like 2 minutes, and he waved him off.
Well, they still made him talk to him.
And yeah, they did.
They did. But that was a gut-wrencher. I mean, we have, the chance to get to 500 again. Again, our expectations were raised a little bit. I'm still feel optimistic about the direction this team is going.
I've heard other people say this, and I like it. The Bears are good enough to compete with anybody, but they're bad enough to lose to anybody.
That's a fact. That is a fact.
They're not that good yet where they can just, like, blow out the 49ers and still win. Actually, no team. No team in the NFL is a cupcake now. They're all pretty competitive.
Yeah.
And for the Bears, they want to continue to improve and get better and, like, draw as a team more. You got to win these winnable games. You have to.
The games you're supposed to win, you're supposed to win. You know, pretty much, you know. But enough of that game. That all our friends of the podcast know how hard and tough that was on all of us. Hey, by the way, thanks for tuning into the podcast. Don't forget, ChicagoBearsBeat@gmail.com. Check out our Facebook site on Chicago Bears Beat, and it's at Facebook. Let's see. Oh, follow Caveman at Caveman Bailey on Twitter.
Follow my dad at the Baileys. Follow the podcast at Bears Beat Pod. You can contact the podcast at ChicagoBearsBeat@gmail.com. And then to download and or listen or stream the podcast, iTunes, 5-star review, Podomatic, Podbean, TuneIn Radio, and Stitcher.
Got to get our little advertisement in there. Yeah. And let folks know where we're all about.
For sure.
Again, you know, as we broadcast weekly here from Studio 34, a lot of things going on with the Bears right now. The big news this week was another guy put on IR.
Martellus Bennett, ribs. And what they basically said, the reason for it, for a rib injury, the best thing to do is just to rest and heal, which is what I'm going to do. But you also said something about why also they could have put him on IR. Want to say that?
I just think they're done with him myself. They're done because, and I think I might have talked about it in a previous podcast. Last year when Brandon was backbiting Jay, Marty Bennett was in the locker room doing the same thing. Not in so many words, not saying Jay's name.
Not public.
Yeah, he said things, but it wasn't just saying Jay's name. And you know what? He's very concerned about how many touches he gets. I think if the Bears were on a winning streak, he had a rib issue, he wouldn't be at IR right now. And he wouldn't be complaining if he was getting more balls. If he was at 75 catches this year, so it's going to be, like the start of the season, they said a change of attitude, a whole new regime. It's working. It's happening.
Ryan Pace didn't sign Emery. Didn't sign Bennett. That was Emery who signed him.
And Marty Bennett, I mean, why didn't the Giants sign him? 3 years of Martellus Bennett, I think I heard Jeff Dickerson say, is quite a bit. It's probably good for both sides. I'd love to see him get a 6th-round draft pick or something, like 5th-round draft pick on a trade, because I know there would be a team or two that would trade for him.
What, does he have 1 year left on his deal?
One year left, yeah. So, hey. And see what else? Oh, terrible news today. Jay Cutler's brother-in-law, the brother of Kristen Cavallari.
His wife.
Michael Cavallari, they found him dead today.
Utah, right?
In Utah. They've been missing for 2 or 3 days. He wrecked his car. Our thoughts and prayers go out to Jay and his wife and the extended family. That's just terrible. It really is.
Yeah.
On a lighter note, though, big birthday for one of our favorite Bears today.
Forte, and he's a running back. This is a this is a big number for a running
back.
It's
a milestone.
30.
You know, that's really been the case a lot for these running backs. What do you think? AP, he's still doing it.
Well, AP's a different beast. He's a once in a generation or two player.
Yeah.
You're not going to see very many APs.
I think I would still want, on a team-friendly deal, I'd still like to have Matt back next year.
If we could have Matt on like a two-year, $4 million deal, I would take it.
Per year? Or
no.
He'll never sign for that. $2 million
a year.
No, I see him. I see the Bears offering maybe two-year, $5 million a year.
I'd take that.
Yeah.
Would you?
Per year. Like a $10 million deal. I could see that, you know. I could, but I don't know.
I don't know if I would do that. And other running backs, Kadeem Carey had his first touchdown last week.
Yeah, he ran over Navarro Bowman.
It was like a five-yard run, and he bulldozed the guy.
Pushed him right in there, so that was exciting for Kadeem.
Wainford did good again.
Yeah, so, but, I mean, Matt Forte is a, you know, I'd like to see him finish as a Bear, but you can't be too sentimental when you really want to build a team and move, you know, get something done. We want championships.
And with Jay Cutler's interception, the pick six versus the Niners, guess what his interception percentage right now is on the season?
Ooh.
About how many throws he has and how many picks he has.
10%.
1.9%.
His picks have been great as for not having as many this year.
Yeah, it'll be on pace for his lowest in his career.
They're saying this could be the year he has the highest passer rating, too, for his career.
Yeah.
I think his highest so far has been like 84 or something like that.
It's pretty good.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
But it's going to be higher this year. All right, let's look ahead. We've got Washington Redskins, the team that, boy, they had a Dallas beat them this week. And if you watch the last 3 minutes of that game, that was unbelievable.
You could have watched the last 3 minutes and didn't watch a second of the first 57 minutes.
Right.
And it still would have been an exciting game.
It was awesome.
You did not need that first 57 minutes.
That's all I seen was the last 3 minutes. I'm like, I seen all the scoring right there almost.
It was like a basketball game.
Yeah.
The most exciting, for NBA basketball game, the most exciting part is like the last 2 minutes, last 5 minutes.
Well, the Bears, obviously, you know what? This is a game that's a possibility. Our number one draft pick, Kevin White, could be on the active roster. John Fox said that his leg is healed, so he's got to get in football shape. He's been practicing. Highly not likely this week, but I'd say very likely for the Minnesota game.
But this week, on Tuesday, they have to decide to put him on IR or to keep him. I think about how healthy he is, he'll stay on the roster.
I don't think they're going to... They're not going to IR him.
I think that'd be great for White, just as a confidence booster. Just go out and run a couple routes in a game, maybe catch his first NFL career ball.
Yes.
And that'll just be a good boost into his year two, basically almost his rookie year, almost.
I think, boy, wouldn't it be neat to, for the first time, see Eddie Royal, see Alshon Jeffrey, Kevin White, all on the field at the same time, maybe with Matt Forte in the backfield. Boy, that'd be... That'd be pretty neat.
Guess how many games any combination of those three receivers played together? Any combination of them?
Couple games.
Alshon's played in 7 games and Eddie Wallace played in 6.
Wow.
That's not good.
You know, some other things. Willie Young has been really coming along this year. He's going to be good trade bait. I don't think they're going to keep him.
He's had 3 straight weeks with a sack. I think they will trade him. It seems like he's accepted the role, but he's a 4-3 defensive end.
He's a 4-3. He's a defensive end. And a defensive end, if you got that title, you make more money, that's for sure. So this coming week, both these teams are same record.
Yeah, 5-7, but Washington's in the race for the NFC East. That's
mind-blowing.
If the Giants don't win that division race, I don't know what to think about them because they're experienced. They need to win that.
Well, Dallas might still win it.
And they're like 4-8.
There's something.
And they have Matt Castle as their quarterback right now.
I think this week is just going to be a test of the Bears. I just really think they need to put the pedal to the metal, show what they can do if they got both the receivers in. Really, just let it all hang out. Maybe not quite as conservative. Don't count on Robbie Gould's leg. Count on Jay's arm. I'd rather do that.
This game is a test of character, like Jeff Joniak said. Because the Bears haven't really had they've had bad losses, but they never had a gut-wrenching loss like this to a Western team.
Right.
And if they go out there and put up another clunker, I would be a little worried just about the team's confidence.
Yep.
But if they go out and dominate and win the game, that shows how much character and resiliency they have.
Well, you know, even look at our tight ends now. Zach Miller. He's got a hurt rib himself.
But
he's still playing.
He's stepped up and he's doing good.
He's doing good.
Yeah, he's still playing.
I'll tell you what. You know, the game itself is just going to be a good. It's going to be about heart. Which team has the most heart? Which team wants it the most? I mean, the Bears. I can definitely say this Bears team will never throw in the towel.
And also in the Kevin White topic, then they will not throw in the towel. They have too much heart and they have too much character. But yeah. I don't think I would bring back Kevin White this week because Washington is one of the most aggressive and they have one of the most aggressive defensive backs in the league. They're all of them will jam you, and Deshaun Goldson, their safety, he's the leading tackler in the team, and he will blow you up. I would not bring White back for this game. Washington's too, they will jam you on the line. I would wait for the Minnesota game.
Kerrigan's a good tackle, too.
Kerrigan has like 7.5 sacks this season, yeah. And they have a...
Kyle Long's got his work cut out for him there.
And they have Chris Baker, I think I got his first name right. He has 5.5 sacks, and they also have big pot roast Terrence Knighton, who I wanted the Bears to get in the middle as run stopper, but they're decent stopping the run. They're like 12th.
You see Kirk Cousins really sticking around being Washington's quarterback of the future, too?
I do. His stats this season, he's completed 290 throws out of 423. He has 3,000 yards and 17 touchdowns. I think he'll be...
That's not bad.
I think he'll be the future QB.
You like that?
What?
You like that?
Yeah.
How you like that? That's Kirk Cousins.
He's making t-shirts already about it.
Has he? You like that?
For cancer.
How about Alfred Morris? Has he done anything this year?
No touchdowns in the year. After that rookie season, he's kind of gone downhill. Him and a rookie, I think his name's Matt Jones, has been splitting carries. Jones has 4 touchdowns in the season. So I really don't know what's wrong with Morris. He was a big story in his rookie year, remember?
Mm-hmm.
He was doing great.
Deshaun Jackson, he likes to run backwards, but when he does go forward... Oh, boy.
He's good.
He can do it.
Tracy Porter's going to have good him.
Yes, he is.
Cover him.
And let's see, Pierre Garçon. He's never been the same, really, since Indy.
No, but he's still a threat. He can go out there and catch.
He can do it. Hey, you want to go ahead? And we know it's going to be a good game. We've got things going on in the podcast and going around. You just had a basketball game tonight.
I've had 3 games in 3 straight days.
3 games in 3 days, so it's been tough to get this podcast out, but we're getting it done just for our friends. Let's look at the games for this week.
No, we're not going to guess the Thursday night.
Do we want to tell them if you won or lost your basketball game tonight?
Let's skip that.
Uh-huh.
Let's skip that topic.
We'll skip that one, okay.
Thursday night game, we're not going to guess it because as of right now, it's in the fourth quarter with 6 minutes left.
Who's winning right now?
Cardinals 20, Vikings 13.
Good. I like to see Vikings lose.
Lions at Rams.
Lions at the Rams. I think the Lions go to kill them.
I'm going Lions. They're on a roll. Matt Stafford's playing good. I'm picking the Lions. Falcons at the Panthers.
The Falcons. That's funny.
They've just been a completely different team. Matt Ryan, in the first half of the season, they would talk about how good he was. And now, to end the game last week, he threw into a quadruple covered receiver for a pick.
I've quit saying, I think the last 2 or 3 weeks, I said the Panthers are going to lose. Panthers are not going to lose this game.
My upset of the week, I'm taking the Falcons.
Oh.
I just think they're doing so bad.
Yeah.
I think they're just going to come out. The Panthers, though, I think it's good for them if they lose a game. Not as much pressure in the playoffs. I'm picking the Falcons.
I got an upset special myself later. So
yeah, I know. Bills at Eagles. And LeSean McCoy has payback on his mind.
I think I'm going to go with the Eagles on this. I'm going to go for it. I'm going to say Eagles.
I'm going Bills. Tyrod Taylor's been playing good, and the Eagles' defense is stinking terrible.
Uh-huh.
49ers at Browns. Johnny Manziel's the starting QB. The Browns are a wreck. I would not be shocked if Mike Pettine is fired.
I got to go with the 49ers.
I'm going 49ers. Big win after the
Bears. Blaine Gabbert.
Yeah.
MVP candidate 2016.
Saints at Buccaneers.
Saints at Buccaneers. Boy, oh boy. I want the Saints. Just because I want the Bucs to lose. So I'm going for Saints. I have no real reason for it.
I'm going the Buccaneers.
That's an upset special in itself, isn't it?
Not really. The Buccaneers are 500.
Yeah.
I'm going Buccaneers. I like Jameis.
Mm-hmm.
Seahawks at Ravens.
Oh, boy. Hey, it could be the two are back. Batman and Robin are back together. Jimmy Clausen and Mark Trestman. Because Schaub may not play.
Yeah.
Now, if you played, now that's weird because you remember Jimmy started for the Bears against the Seahawks.
Yeah, this year starting against them again.
They did not get one first down that game.
Watch Cross go out there now and throw for like 300 yards and three touchdowns.
I don't think so. I don't care who's quarterbacking for the Ravens. It's going to be a Seahawks victory.
Yeah, Seahawks all the way. Chargers at the Chiefs. The Chargers have been one of the worst teams. The Chiefs, they're on a roll. They're in the playoff hunt.
Yeah.
Actually, I think they're in the sixth seed as
Chiefs.
Of right now.
Gotta go Chiefs.
Chiefs. Colts at Jaguars. Hasselbeck. He doesn't know if he can go. And I don't know who's the third string for the Colts.
Third string. I don't know either. I think I'm going Jags. I'm doing this just for a couple friends of mine. Uh-oh. Colts lose.
Yeah, Colts lose. And I just got a alert. Kevin White won't play this season.
He's out this season?
That's what I just, according to the Chicago Tribune.
Won't play this season.
Now, it just came out. It could be false, but that's just
hey,
what
it says.
Hey,
you get the breaking news on the Chicago Bears beat. So, no Kevin White this year. Eh.
We'll tell you in the next podcast if it hangs true.
Yeah.
Titans at Jets.
Got to go with the Jets on that.
Yeah. Jets, they...
Even though their defense isn't as good as I thought it was going to be.
No, they had a crazy victory versus the Giants. Somehow the Giants lost that one. Steelers at the Bengals.
Steelers at... Ooh, that's a tough one.
Steelers.
The way the Steelers have been putting points up, I'm going Steelers.
I'm going Steelers, too, just because they have to win this game.
Yeah.
Antonio Brown. If they lose this, they'll fall back pretty far.
Yeah.
Raiders at Broncos. Brock is starting.
Boy, gotta go with the Broncos at home.
I'm going Broncos too. I think they're in a pretty good situation with Brock because as soon as he starts doing bad, you have Peyton Manning on the bench. He's not as good as he used to be, but he's still experienced and he'll definitely get the job done.
Right.
Cowboys at Packers.
This is my upset special. This is a true upset. We're gonna go Cowboys over the Packers. Did you lose all your games?
Okay, here I'm back. Okay. Patriots at Texans. That is the Sunday night game, and I'm going with the Packers on that last game.
You're going with the Packers. I'm going with Texans on this game.
I'm going Patriots.
No Rob Gronkowski. He's got nobody. He's got no offensive line.
Tom Brady will pull it out.
Yeah. But I just heard tonight J.J. Watt's got a broken hand. He's got a broken bone in
his hand. He's a manimal. He'll play.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah, he's manimal. Oh, I'm thinking of Danimal.
Yeah.
I
don't think the Patriots should do good in the playoffs because they have nobody.
No, I don't either.
The Monday night game, not that good. Not as bad as last week, but not that good. And we'll talk about the ending real fast. Blocked field goal for a touchdown to win the game.
Yeah, that was exciting.
That's a Browns way.
That's a Browns way. It's kind of like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Giants at Dolphins.
Giants at the Dolphins. Boy, oh boy. Giants got to win. I got to go.
Yeah.
I think Tom Coughlin will have to fire. If they lose this, you know, I just don't see Coughlin being around much longer.
How long has he been for the Giants?
Long time.
12 years?
Yeah,
10?
Something like that, yeah. I got to go Giants on that.
I'm going Dolphins. They're at home. I think they're going to win. And the most important game of the week, Redskins at the Bears.
Okay.
12 o'clock start.
12 o'clock start. I am going, no surprise here, Bears 28-17-4. The Washington Redskins, and we will be able to drink our victory Kool-Aid again this Sunday.
I'm saying Redskins 24.
What?
Bears 21.
How could you do that?
I think Kirk Cousins will have a good game, and I think the Bears, it'll be a close game. It'll just be because of one turnover somewhere. This game's going to be a battle of time of possession and turnovers.
I think Jay's taking this game personally. You remember last time he played Washington?
Oh, groin injury.
Groin tear.
Dirty.
Yeah, I think Bears, nah, they're not going to let this go slip away.
I would not be shocked if the Bears won. This would go either way.
Yeah, no way. It's not going to happen. They're going to, the Bears will win this game. I guarantee it. 100%.
Okay.
Can you guarantee the loss?
No, I can't.
Oh, I can't.
You can guarantee the loss?
I can guarantee the Bears win.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I can guarantee they're going to win. Well, I shouldn't say that.
Yeah, you never know in the NFL.
If it boils down to a field goal with 2 seconds left, I can't guarantee it. Well, I mean, that's our picks. That's the show. Boy, I hope that news isn't true about Kevin White. I wanted to see, just to get a little glimpse of him for next year, to give him a little, but they're probably being very, very careful.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm a little disappointed, but if if he can't go, I don't want him to go out there and make it even worse.
Oh, no. I mean, because they say that's an injury that you got to be very careful to. You don't want to re-aggravate it.
Well, remember that NBA? I think Greg Oden, the big NBA guy, had a stress fracture, and he came back to LA and just never got better.
He's never, yeah. The man made oodles of money and really didn't do anything.
Played one season.
So, we got our picks. We know what's going to happen. Well, we're predicting what's going to happen this weekend.
Yeah.
We're really excited about the direction that the Bears are going. So long, Marty Soros Bennett. You know, Marty Soros Rex, as you like to call yourself. But that's the way it is. This is the NFL. This is the John Fox way.
Yep.
So from Studio 34, friends, to our next podcast, we want to thank you, as always, and remember, bear down.
That's a wrap.
Even braver to go, wherever she goes, I go. Everything will be better in Chicago. South Park, we call home. My coat and my hair.